Okay, let's get started.
Wait, just a minute, partner.
No.
Guess again, freak boy.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
AudioTU.com. Another fresh picked pod from AudioTU.com. Shutters Inc. with Shelton Muller.
Hi, this is Bruce Williams from AudioTU.com, and welcome to the first episode of Shutters Inc., a podcast devoted primarily to digital SLR cameras, but also covering a few photography techniques and the like. With me is AudioTU.com's pro photographer guru, Shelton Mueller. Shelton, how are you?
I'm very well, mate. It's been a, I don't know whether I've ever been called that before, but thank you.
No worries. How about we, seeing as how this is the first episode, start off, you maybe introduce yourself to the listeners, tell them a bit about what you do, also about what this podcast will be about, and maybe also a little bit of a cross-promote for Happy Snaps.
Certainly. Well, I think first and foremost, I should let everybody out there know I love photography. I have loved photography since I was a kid. I got my first SLR when I was 17. I wanted one well before that, but didn't have the money. But I took up photography at high school, and I've loved it ever since. I worked as a photographer. I still do. I've worked since the late 80s as a professional photographer, and now I am the editor of Australia's highest circulation photography magazine, which is Total Image, and it's also known as Better Pictures. Total Image and Better Pictures are available free to consumer from participating photographic retailers. And if you want a copy, head down to a camera house store and ask for a copy of Better Pictures, and they'll give you one. If you're lucky enough to live in Australia, that is. Unfortunately, I can't get you one if you live outside this country. But yes, I love photography, and that's why I love to talk about it, mate.
And so what exactly will this podcast be all about?
Well, in this particular podcast, Shutters Inc., we're going to be talking to enthusiasts about how to improve their photography. A lot of questions that we'll answer about not only digital photography and how it has changed, well, the entire arena of photography. We'll be talking about photographic techniques that apply across the board so that people can enjoy their photography, not be frightened about it. And of course, we're doing the same in our other podcast, aren't we, Bruce?
Which Absolutely.
Is Happy Snaps, because people out there who are taking, well, the most important pictures in the world, our family snaps, need to enjoy photography, do it well, and not be afraid to take pictures. So between these two, hopefully we'll have everybody's questions and concerns answered.
Excellent. Okay, well, what are we going to cover this week?
Well, I wanted to start off talking about, in this particular podcast, the reasons why you would consider using a digital SLR camera. That's, of course, a single-lens reflex camera with all the interchangeable lenses and all the other stuff, as against perhaps an all-in-one prosumer or consumer compact or digital camera. The SLR camera, if you're a photographic enthusiast, is something you probably already own. You've been shooting with film for a while. You're familiar with the way shutter speeds and apertures work beautifully and harmoniously together. You're familiar with terms like depth of field and focal length. You're familiar with terms, under and over exposure and spot metering and all those other things that enthusiasts are into. Now, if that's the way you've worked, if that's the way you've taken pictures for the last how many years, shooting with film, it makes sense to continue the same process shooting digitally. And these days, the digital SLR is coming down in price and increasing in quality and increasing in accessibility, so that the transition from film to digital is becoming less and less of a concern, both price-wise and, of course, just functionally, just shooting-wise, for the enthusiast.
You know, this whole thing reminds me of the early days of compact disc. As an audio guy, I can't help but think back to those days where you had half of the people going, oh, wow, this new technology is absolutely fantastic, and then you had the analog purists going, yeah, but it sounds like crap. But over a period of time, you saw these massive technological advances to the point where now digital audio is pretty damn close to as good as analog.
Yes, it's not a field in which I'm particularly well educated, but I know that what's happened.
I was simply trying to draw the analogy in that with digital photography, there was pretty much the same kind of argument at the beginning that, these digital cameras, they take photos, but it's just nothing like an analog photograph. And what I've seen over the last couple of years is that the quality of digital imaging is getting better and better and better. Hmm. And I have no doubt it will get to the point where, the two will be indistinguishable.
the arguments will no doubt continue, but I don't think there's need for an argument. I mean, even now, 25 years after the invention of the CD or whatever it is, there are still people using records,
yep.
And there are still people using CD, and it is the same with film and digital. There are some applications where film is perfect, and there are some applications where digital is just the most viable medium to use to capture an image.
Yep.
The arguments have raged back and forth about quality. I don't think there are any issues with quality anymore. I shoot both. You know, I have my film camera up there, I've got my digital camera, and I look at the images and the reasons for taking the images that I do on both, and I know why I've done that. I could take both images and I could enlarge them and I would be very, very happy with the results. But the reasons why I've used one over the other will continue to be the reasons why film and digital will probably live side by side for a long time to come.
Sure.
I really don't think that it should be a case of either or. You know, as humans, we tend to sort of swing one pendulum to the other and say, well, now we've got this, so let's just completely dump what we've done before. That doesn't make any sense to me. To me, both mediums exist, and we should be using them to the best of our ability.
For sure.
Now, a camera that I have in mind that will make photography the segue from analog to digital, if that's what the enthusiast is considering doing, the camera that I have in mind to discuss as our first camera off the mark is the Nikon D70S. Have you heard of that one, Bruce?
I have, and I actually have been looking at those quite closely over the last couple of months.
It's a beautiful camera. It really is. I've used the Nikon D100 for the past, I think, 3 years now. And the D70 came out about a year and a half ago or so, and now there's the D70S. Now, the differences between the two cameras are minimal. There's a wider angle of flash coverage with the D70S that supports the 18mm lenses that, of course, that are coming with the camera now. It has a slightly larger screen, a little bit easier to access the menus and change settings within the camera. A couple of other tweaks, such as the autofocus, a little bit faster in its predictive focus, but between the two cameras, minimal changes. But essentially, the camera on its own, in its own right, is a fabulous little SLR. It's a 6-megapixel camera. Now, I know, of course, everybody's talking pixels these days, and we've now gone to some compacts, as we've discussed, of our 7 and 8 megapixel compacts, and we're thinking, well, you know, here's an SLR that's only 6, but there is more to a camera than megapixels.
Yeah, and I mean, in all honesty, you know, unless you're shooting billboards, do you really need anything beyond about 4 megapixels anyway?
No, you're absolutely right. The detail that I get in a 6-megapixel SLR is enough detail to make anybody happy.
Yeah.
But as you know, if you combine 6 megapixels or 4 megapixels or whatever with a sharp lens, good exposure, you'll have enough detail. You'll have more than enough detail for discernible resolution. And that's really what we're talking about, what the human eye can see and what it wants to see.
Yeah.
And 6 megapixels is plenty. So we have a 6-megapixel SLR with excellent functionality. This camera, I've been working, as I said, with the D100. This particular camera, in my mind, produces better images straight out of the camera. They're punchier, they're more colorful, straight out of the camera, than the D100, which is the more professional version of, you know, of Nikon's digital SLRs.
Wow, that's a big call.
It is a big call, but I have to say it. It's the truth. Having looked at images side by side that were shot, you know, at the same time, images straight out of the D70 are punchier and a little more colorful. Now, I've had a chat with the people here in Australia who import Nikon, and they say that the reason is that the D70 was designed for people who want to just print their pictures straight off the card. The D100 was designed to be a little less contrasty and a little undersaturated because they expected that D100 users would want to tweak their images and work with them in Photoshop a little bit more. Fair enough, whatever that might be, but if you want a camera that, even as you've worked with film, you get fabulous images straight out of the camera, the D70S is an excellent choice. It's now coming also with an 18-70 lens, which is a fabulous lens. It's the equivalent in 35mm terms of about a 28 or 27-105. So you've got a nice wide angle through to portrait length there, and that's the only lens you ever had. You could do a heck of a lot with that.
Yeah.
So if you can buy the kit complete, It's excellent. You can shoot at 3 frames per second, up to about 140 pictures, before the thing starts to clog up on you and say, can't do any more. The shutter speeds are, you have 30 seconds to 1/8,000th of a second shutter speed, and the little pop-up flash will sync up to 1/500th of a second. So if you're outdoors in a sunny day but you want fill flash, it's going to handle that very, very nicely.
Nice. And what's the guide number on the flash?
A guide number of about 15 in meters, so it's not too bad. Of course, I would suggest that you go and you buy the SB600 or the SB800 flash, because most of the time you're going to need something a little more powerful and you're going to want a little bit more control. But it's a great little flash for parties. It's perfect for fill flash, and you can even use the flash, and here's an interesting thing, on the D70S as a wireless controller or master flash to have the SB600 or the SB800 off camera. So you can set up a 2-flash system using the D70 and the Nikon Speedlights wireless and have one control the output of the other. So you get a nice balance of light between the two.
Lovely.
So effectively, if you were photographing a wedding or, you know, something where you wanted a little bit of lighting control, you can do that with the combination of your pop-up flash on the D70S and the SB600 or 800 off camera.
Nice.
So there's a lot of really good thing that we could talk a long time about the D70S, but having used the camera both here and overseas really is excellent. Very, very good camera to consider.
And what are they retailing at?
Look, they vary, of course, but they're around just under the 2000 mark with the 18-70 lens.
Cool.
Shop around, of course, because they're you know, make sure that you get an excellent price. But I would suggest that you buy the kit, because that 18-70 is a really sharp and very versatile lens to get.
Fantastic. All right, Shelton, well, thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. I enjoyed that myself. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, I understand that next week we're going to be talking about the Konica Minolta 7D.
We are, yes, because, you mentioned you've got your eyes on this.
I'm excited about that camera, yeah.
It's a great camera, and of course they have the 5D out now as well, or that'll be out very soon. The reason I want to talk about this particular camera is its anti-shake technology, and I want to talk about its practical application for available light photography that perhaps hasn't been considered.
Beautiful. Can't wait.
No worries.
We'll talk to you next week, Shelton. Thanks.
Thanks, Bruce. Look forward to it.
You've been listening to another Fresh Picked Pod from audiotoyou.com. Audio to You delivers the best quality podcasts direct to your desktop or portable.
You be the boss.
Hear what you want to hear.
When you want to hear it.
Hey, now that's a good idea.
Audiotoyou.com. Hit us today.
And remember,
Control D to bookmark.
Audiotoyou.com.